What does it take to rescue a country? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The aftermath in Haiti is about to get even uglier. Getting Anderson Cooper in is one thing. Getting supplies to hundreds of thousands of homeless and injured people is another. After 3 days with nothing, people get desperate. Survival takes over. And it's tough to admit this, seeing as we all hate big, bloated government. But someone has to state the obvious. There's only one organization on this earth with any chance of saving Haiti, and that is the big, bloated U.S. government. We can text infinite amounts of private money, but you need planes and ships to carry the supplies, trucks to move them, bulldozers to clear the roads for the trucks, and security to prevent chaos. And that takes big government. Everybody hates it. But where are those first supplies coming from? They're not coming from your cell phone. They're coming from U.S. government stockpiles in U.S. government warehouses, brought in by U.S. military planes and U.S. military ships and transported by U.S. military trucks once the streets have been cleared by U.S. military bulldozers. The government of Haiti, if you look at total government spending, it should be a perfect Tea Party size, a tiny 14% of GDP. Total government spending in the U.S. is close to 37% of GDP. But Haiti's small government is also weak and corrupt and arbitrary, which actually makes it far more difficult to start a business there than here, which is why there's so much poverty and why so many people live in crummy housing, and why we are right now seeing a country with a small government being rescued by a country with a gigantic government. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.